Hey, this is Trevor. Sorry I can't come to the phone right now, but if you leave me a message, I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Begsy, call me back. Been reading more of that Stephen A. Smith book, Hey, Rodgers to the Jets. It's kind of heating up. I think the GM of the Jets said he would do anything to get Aaron Rodgers. So yeah, those are the things I want to vent about. Hey, we had a good conversation about retirement too. Maybe we'll chat more about that as well. Hey, Begsy, call me back.
Good morning.
Trevor, thank you, man. Thanks for calling me back. It's a pleasure to be talking to you on a Thursday. How you doing?
Hey, buddy, what's going on? You know what? I got to tell you, you keep saying I've been negative this week, you know, talking about how I didn't like the Bo Horvat trade and blah, blah, blah.
Hater.
But, you know, I was going to try to keep it positive today, and then you brought up that name, Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers.
But, yeah, honestly, I didn't hear about the Jets GM willing to suck his TV, so that's tell me more about that.
Is it the GM or the owner? I just glanced through a tweet, but somebody
maybe,
in the Jets...
Maybe it's both. Maybe it's getting a rumor, too.
Yeah, somebody in the Jets organization claiming that they would do whatever to get Aaron Rodgers. And it's interesting because I see it, and I see the words, and I read the sentences, and I smell a bit of bullshit, because is any team going to do what Denver did to get a franchise quarterback via trade this year? Don't you think the phrase doing anything to get him is a bit of an overstatement? Because you gotta think that the market is not where it was 12 months ago, and that's a lot to do with Russell Wilson.
Yeah, I think one important thing to consider here, and it's, you know, it's really the same with all sports, not just the NFL. You know, what the majority of people think, you know, what thousands of people on Twitter think is one thing, and usually the majority of the consensus is right. But there's only 32 owners, there's only 32 GMs in the NFL, and you know, if one or two owners and GMs feel a different way and want to go against what the consensus is, I mean, that's all it takes to get a deal done. And it sounds like the Jets are pretty horny to jump all over Aaron Rodgers. So, I mean, yeah, it's at this point, and it's all rumors. You're more glued into the Packers than I am. I would imagine you want to see the trade go down. You're probably feeling hopeful right now. But yeah, they do make sense. And I told you before, I wouldn't be giving up a boatload of assets for a 40-year-old quarterback coming off a down season, but hey, that's just me, man. Maybe I like logic too much.
Yeah, and you have short-term memory, okay? Short-term memory loss. He's still the, you know, the reigning sort of kind of not really back-to-back MVP. I think, again, he has juice left in the tank, but he's going to have to prove it next season, whether that be with the Packers or not. We'll have to see. I'm gonna put the percentages at 70%. He's traded to 30%. He's coming back because there's no way that he is retiring. I'm laughing at the notion that with the news of Brady's retirement, we'll never see Rodgers retire within the same timeline / year, because then they'd both get inducted to the Hall at the same time, and one would be overshadowing the other, and you know, you already know who that one would be, and Rodgers wouldn't be able to take that.
Yeah, Rodgers' ego would get in the way of that, for sure. I think you're also conveniently leaving out the fact that if he retires, he's leaving, what, $100 million on the table?
That's a lot.
A lot of money, bro. That's more money than you and I will probably see in our lifetimes. But hey, you never know, man.
And he's still healthy. I know he broke his thumb this year, but I feel as if the O-line for the Packers wasn't perfect, but it has left his body in decent shape based on their performance and not allowing him to get hit a lot of times. And again, I think he just still has years and years left in him. I really do. It's just a matter of if he wants to do it, if he wants to commit to not only the season, but the goal, and that is to win a Super Bowl. And I think there's a lot of opportunity for that to happen in Green Bay, and I also think there's opportunity to do that in New York as well. Just something that came to mind. Like, he could bring a lot of swagger back to the Jets, and I say swagger back. When was the last time the Jets had swagger? For real.
man. It wasn't when Brett Favre was there 15 years ago.
Chad Pennington.
Oh my God! That's a little disrespectful to butt fumble King Martinez.
Yeah,
I mean,
true. AFC Championship.
As much as that guy was a laughing stock, they had a couple of good years there under Martinez. So.
Yeah,
you can't forget about that guy, and most people don't forget about him. They just remember him for the wrong reasons. But I'm gonna say this, you know, like it's gonna be a crazy quarterback market this offseason in the NFL. Are there any other teams that come to mind in terms of teams that you think would either A, chase Aaron Rodgers, or B, could be a good fit for Aaron Rodgers?
The Raiders, and you saw that tweet from Davante Adams. You know, people asking Davante where Rodgers is going next season. I think. They asked the question around the phrase, what's Rodgers' neighborhood gonna a little homage to Mr. Rodgers, right? And I think Davante Adams retweeted that or quote tweeted that question from someone or like an affiliation and replied with mine. So I feel as if there is a chance that Vegas would do it and commit, and I think they kind of have to. They have to commit to like that type of quarterback after, you know, doing a lot to get Davante last season, committing to the core and losing Derek Carr. Now, does that mean Aaron Rodgers is going there? I don't know, but you'd have to think that they're in discussion for that, and maybe not as excited as the Jets are publicly, but I wouldn't be surprised if that happened because, boom. Davante, Aaron Rodgers, you know that's going to work out. And Davante could work with anyone and blah, blah, blah. We saw him do it with Derek Carr this season as well. But I could see Davante doing the most to make sure management, you know, at least dabbled in that acquisition.
Yeah, I mean, the Vegas came to mind too because we talked about that being, you know, a potential top spot for Tom Brady to go. In fact, I think it was the top spot I thought he might go. But you talked about the O-line, you know, keeping Rodgers relatively healthy. And, oh, man, you look at Vegas, and they just have one of the worst O-lines in the league. They had one of the worst defenses in the league. I mean, yeah, you can salivate over Rodgers and Adams, but I just have a hard time seeing that team make some noise with Rodgers under center.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what, I'll throw like three other teams that just kind of pop in my head as potential suitors for Aaron Rodgers, and I'll end on the most painful one. Ironically, they're all in the NFC South. But I'm looking at the Carolina Panthers because, no, not a bad team. I think they're a little talent poor on offense, but that's an offense that could be elevated theoretically by Aaron Rodgers. You know, pretty good defense, young but not bad O-line. And then the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you think they could replace an old man quarterback with an old man quarterback? I mean, never say never, bad. Never say never. And then this one's the most painful for me. This is the most painful for me, but the New Orleans Saints, I mean, I'm only going to get a ride with Jameis Winston and Andy Dalton at quarterback. The team is getting older. Again, it's a team with a fairly good defense on paper and a good O-line. So I think I would draw my Saints fandom if Rodgers went there. But, I could see it happening, man.
Could you imagine? You'd have to become one of those, and that's... And Aaron Rodgers, man, that's really, really, really interesting, man. So much Aaron Rodgers talk. I feel as if we're going to be doing this for the rest of our lives, for real. What a polarizing athlete, and he's going to be...
Yeah, 30 years down the road, we'll be debating about whether Aaron Rodgers was a dick or not.
Well, you know what? We will be debating, you know, in 30 years. If he doesn't win another Super Bowl, we will be talking about that, you know, 20, 30 years from now. You know, was he overrated, underrated, and where does he stand with some of the best quarterbacks of all time? And he would have to be in that conversation with Dan Marino. I feel as if him and Dan Marino, and he has one, and Dan Marino has no Super Bowls, and I think he would just still be in that mold, you know? Like, I think he's lost a chance to get to the levels of a Patrick Mahomes, and obviously get to a level of a Tom Brady, and even like a Peyton Manning, because Super Bowl appearances and Super Bowl wins. But again, I see like him being really glued next to Dan Marino and Drew Brees. Dude, some may argue this. Okay, I saw a little picture, and maybe this is what we'll end out on, and this may like piss me off, but fuck, dude, I saw like a comparison of quarterbacks, and The question was amongst the lines of this. Who was really better, Ben Roethlisberger or Aaron Rodgers?
Is that a question? That's hilarious.
Stats. Look at the playoff wins.
Yeah, I mean, I off the top of my head, without digging into the numbers, I mean, Rodgers is easily the more talented quarterback. But yeah, Big Ben had more success in the playoffs.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
But to say Ben Rodgers, Ben Roethlisberger is better than Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, maybe if they combined and had a baby, that would be the best quarterback of all time. But yeah, I think just to say Ben Roethlisberger is better than Aaron Rodgers is a bit short-sighted, as much as it pains me to say that. I don't really like either quarterback, to be honest. I think they're both dick.
Well, just look at the numbers. Just look at the numbers and...
And call me tomorrow.
Call me tomorrow, for real. Okay, we'll talk about it tomorrow. Tomorrow's episode, Ben Roethlisberger versus Aaron Rodgers. Who's the better quarterback, for real?
And who's the bigger dick?
All right, man. Have a good one, bro.
Yeah, you too. Peace.